Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedbury, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to continue sharing with you quotes from Lundy Bancroft's book, Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. We apologize for reading to you from his pages, but it's just so informative and well done that we couldn't do any better.
Yeah, and different things Lundy says, we've heard these things over and over again in our line of work, in working with our clients, what they say to us. And even in interviewing some of the abusive partners, we hear this. Sometimes you wonder, am I being physically abused? You know, am I in a violent relationship? And here's a quote from Lundy. Physical aggression by a man toward his partner is abuse, even if it happens only once. If he raises a fist, punches a hole in the wall, throws things at you, blocks your way, restrains you, grabs, pushes, or pokes you, or threatens to hurt you, that's physical abuse. He is creating fear and using your need for physical freedom and safety as a way to control you. Years ago, before we had cell phones, one way that they would do it is to rip the phone out of the wall, and you had no access to call law enforcement. Now they can take your cell phone and, I guess, just stomp it or throw it or break it. But that is, law enforcement looks at that as kind of up in the ante, in that they are trying to keep you from getting the help that you need, and it can change things as far as taking out charges. Another Lundy quote, one of the obstacles to recognizing chronic mistreatment in relationships is that most abusive men simply don't seem like abusers. They have many good qualities, including times of kindness, warmth, and humor, especially in the early periods of a relationship. An abuser's friends may think the world of him. His employer might, too, and I've had that happen. He may have a successful work life and have no problems with drugs or alcohol. He may simply not fit anyone's image of a cruel or intimidating person. So when a woman feels her relationship spinning out of control, it is unlikely to occur to her that her partner is an abuser. People tend to have a certain way they think these folks are going to look. Another Lundy quote, it is fine to commiserate with a man about his bad experience with a previous partner, but the instant he uses her, his previous partner, as an excuse to mistreat you, stop believing anything he tells you about that relationship, and instead recognize it is a sign that he has problems with relating to women. I hate that. Like when you start dating someone and they start bashing all the women in their life, that raises a big red flag. Another quote, the central attitudes driving the water torture are, and it does feel like water torture, you are crazy, you fly off the handle over nothing. That's what they'll say to you. I can easily convince other people that you're the one who is messed up. That's what he will say to you. As long as I'm calm, you can't call anything I do abusive, no matter how cruel. And I know exactly how to get under your skin. And they do, and they make you feel like that you're the crazy one. Another quote, abuse and respect are diametric opposites. You do not respect someone whom you abuse, and you do not abuse someone whom you respect. And that's something to really think about.
That is the essence of, to me, what a good, healthy relationship is all about.
And I think we have time for one more of his quotes. Objectification is a critical reason why an abuser tends to get worse over time. As his conscience adapts to one level of cruelty or violence, he builds to the next. By depersonalizing his partner, you become an object. The abuser protects himself from the natural human emotions of guilt and empathy so that he can sleep at night with a clear conscience. He distances himself so far from her humanity that her feelings no longer count or simply cease to exist. These walls tend to grow over time so that after a few years in a relationship, my clients can reach a point where they feel no more guilt over degrading or threatening their partners than you and I would feel over angrily kicking a stone in the driveway. And that's just a way they can protect themselves. in Yancey County, if you need to talk about any of this, any time of the day or night, call us at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, our number is 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our community begins with who?
It begins with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.